Writer Lori Moore is best known for her poignant and funny short stories about youngish women searching for love and instead finding themselves in the company of exasperating men who fail to give it to them. In Moore's new novel, the heroine is stuck in a listless marriage and turns for escape to her past. The novel is oddly called Who Will Run the Frog Hospital? Critic Maureen Corrigan says once you've read the novel, the question makes sense.
Lori Moore's novel, Who Will Run the Frog Hospital, opens on a scene that has literary symbol alert written all over it. Our 30-something narrator, an unhappy woman named Berry Carr, is sitting in a Parisian restaurant with her husband, savoring a dish of brains. Berry tells us she's eating the brains to induce some kind of flashback to her childhood. Now, not many writers could risk this dumbing down of Proust's Madeleine symbol, but Lori Moore can because she writes with a lyric intensity that makes cliché images and plots feel young again. Moore's words are many textured things. When Berry is swallowing her memory meal, you feel the spongy circuitry of those brains sliding down her throat. Then, just as smoothly, you're transported with her into a melancholy reverie about the long-ago summer when she had a chaste crush on her best girlfriend. And soon enough, you don't care anymore how Berry retrieved this vivid lost world of her youth, whether it's via cookie or cooked cerebellum. Back in 1972, Berry and her girlfriend, whose name is Silsby, were both 15 and working at a small amusement park in upstate New York called Storyland. Storyland was one of those quaint places, long since squeezed out by Disney, where employees dressed up like fairy tale characters. Silsby, who's blonde and beautiful, works as Cinderella. She wears a sateen evening gown and rides around the park in a papier-mâché pumpkin. Berry works as a cashier, and of course, she's the plain one. Female narrators in fiction almost always are. Think of Jane Eyre or the unnamed governess narrator of The Turn of the Screw. It's like the author gods allow the mousier girls to tell the story as a consolation prize. In addition to being plain, Berry has the added female burden of being undeveloped. She glumly describes her potential breast sites as two wiener-hued puffs. Storyland becomes a kind of enchanted holding pen for the two girls. There they can still play the games of children while they also practice being adults, smoking illicit cigarettes on their breaks, cursing. But when Silsby gets herself a boyfriend and then gets herself into trouble, the spell of extended childhood is broken. To help out her friend, Berry commits petty larceny and is subsequently banished to a military school for wayward youth. Moore's short novel serves as a repository for the teenage girl ephemera of the early 1970s, stuff like Yardley Pado gloss lipstick, scoop neck leotards, and Desiderata posters. All of this detail helps her precisely capture the delicious, sealed-off atmosphere of girlhood friendships, endless afternoons devoted listening to Joni Mitchell records, and obsessively combing out the hems of blue jeans. No wonder the adult Berry, already exhausted in anticipation of middle age, yearns for her old friend as she sits at that Parisian dinner table across from her husband. Her marriage can't compare to the long-vanished moment of adolescent possibility. As her remembrance of times past trails off, Berry declares, "It is unacceptable, all the stunned and anxious missing a person is asked to endure in life." Moore's novel makes you share Berry's grief over even the most natural of losses.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Who Will Run the Frog Hospital by Lori Moore.